Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There are a lot of conversations happening around 5G signals, okay?
I don't even get it.
Yeah, well, I want to break that down because a lot of people don't.
Well, I just don't understand. Like, you know, I feel like the QAnoners say all these things about 5G that you just do not want to listen to, especially in the beginning of COVID and in the height of the pandemic. A lot of them were tying it to, like, 5G, which was wild. I'm just like, girl, and it doesn't do anything better for my phone.
Well, I want to get into that. I mean, I don't even know. I have 4G, I guess. Who knows? I can't even keep up.
Oh, well, you're in the past. Come to the future, Shira.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm a techie, but sometimes I lose track of this type of stuff. Leslie Josephs joins us right now, CNBC airline reporter, because we are talking about the impact of this on airlines
right now. Yeah, that's the wild
part. Not just our, you know, personal phones. But Leslie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Can you break down 5G in general before we get into the impact on the industry of, you know, airlines and everything, just so people get what's going on?
Yeah, so 5G is extremely important to the development and future growth plans of AT&T, Verizon, a host of other economic interests. In short, it's just a super fast wireless service that is coming to the U.S. In some frequencies that already exist, but this is... The issue that's happening right now is that on Wednesday, tomorrow, Verizon and AT&T are rolling out this new service that they paid $80 billion to get. So they bid on that part of the spectrum and they won that auction. And the problem is that piece of the spectrum that they now have and they're going to be using for this super fast wireless service is that it sits next to the same frequency that a lot of modern aircraft, especially instruments, are using for critical readings. So one of those is a radio altimeter, and that's something that measures, you know, how far the aircraft is from the ground. You know, pretty important stuff. So that's some of the issue, and that's kind of why you have the airlines sort of fighting the telecom industry and the FAA and the FCC kind of all mixed up in this big battle.
So wait, were there these same concerns around 4G? Like, because it seems like we're only going to continue to get more Gs.
I mean, it's not so much about the number of G. It's not that it's 5G itself and, you know.
Well, it's stronger, right? Or it's using different frequencies?
It's more about the location of on the spectrum that 5G is being offered. I mean, T-Mobile has some 5G service already at a different place in the spectrum. This is about proximity. It's the neighbor of the same frequency that aircraft are using, and not all aircraft instruments would be affected by this.
So wait,
the FAA, you know, or the regulators are pretty concerned about possible interference in an aircraft. You know, you can't get incorrect readings to your aircraft. That could affect a whole host of other systems on board.
You would think they saw this coming, right? As they said, okay, we need to do this to be, I guess, in more better proximity, and this will be a better technology, right? Faster. But, you know, even in the development of it, years ago, I'm sure we're just hearing it, you know, later in the game, that this was a concern. Why haven't they figured that out? Isn't this kind of last minute to deal with it, with, you know, Verizon and AT&T wanting to roll it out tomorrow?
It's super last minute. So it's worth noting, so Verizon and AT&T have come to an agreement to delay the rollout of the service near airports, which is what airlines were most recently asking. But this was such an 11th hour agreement mm-hmm. that some airlines, foreign airlines, Japan Airlines, ANA, Emirates, Air India, are already canceling flights to the U.S. because, like, they don't want to send their crews over or strand passengers, etc. So it was so last minute that they had already canceled their flights and gotten kind of warnings about what could happen if they, you know, they maybe denied landings, things like that. It's not kind of like planes are falling out of the sky. It's more like you might have to divert to another airport and issues like that. So those airlines have already canceled. So far, we're not seeing any cancellations from the U.S. airlines since the agreement came out with Verizon and AT&T today, which was very, very last minute. But it does go to show that there has been this pretty significant communication breakdown over the last few months of, you know, what is safe, what isn't, what are the mitigation measures in place, and how does that affect aircraft? I mean, airlines were warning that they would have to cancel, you know, thousands of flights a year, strand passengers, lots of passengers would be affected and not even be able to fly, possibly, if there wasn't any mitigation put into place.
This probably doesn't help the narrative around 5G, considering there's already so much misinformation and conspiracies around it.
I focus more on the focus on aviation and what it means, which opens up a whole host of other questions of if regulators have, you know, concerns, safety concerns that are significant enough about key systems on aircraft that could affect safety. What is the testing entail and why wasn't it done before and questions like that.
When you're saying safety.
But it is rolling out. It's still coming out tomorrow.
Real quick, because we only have a short amount of time. When you're saying safety, are you meaning like the plane's going to go down or something?
No. So we're not talking about planes are not like this isn't like planes are going to be falling out of the sky, but the FAA is concerned that aircraft, because of interference, it could give aircraft wrong readings, like it's not as, you know, far away from the ground or close to the ground.
There we go. That's what I wanted to know. I feel like we were talking about stuff, but we weren't getting to the root of what everyone wanted to tell.
Still very,
like, I don't want to be on an airplane and then, you know, but, you know, it's crazy.
Okay. Well, thank you for talking about this and breaking it down for us. I feel like I need to get more into 5G. I want to know more about it. So we're going to bring you that and let's go there very soon. But that was Leslie Joseph, CNBC airline reporter. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Next up, how new rules around vaccine cards are impacting the trans community after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.